Old friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor. I'm Holly Taylor, and I found a little, maybe like a step-by-step kind of way of approaching decluttering. We were talking about the areas and spaces in your home that seem to be the offenders of us just throwing mail down and throwing down whatever is in our hands, and then we don't pick it up and move it to its home. So how do we deal with decluttering? And actually, as much as it is just we're in a hurry, there can also be an emotional and mental angle to it. So you got to take that moment and pause. They actually have it broken down into your 7 stages of decluttering, starting with denial and justification. So get rid of those excuses as to why those spaces are just a disaster. And again, you might feel reluctant to do so because of emotional turmoil or memories attached to things you don't want to throw out. If this is the case, I want to encourage you to talk to someone, because it can also negatively impact you. Being in clutter can make you feel unsettled. So that realization that, yes, you got too much stuff and you got to get rid of things. And then you get overwhelmed and confused, right? Like, where do I start? Have you ever just gotten so frustrated with the mess that you just did a mass deep clean and you got halfway through and you realized, oh, I do not have the energy to complete this. So you got to have a process to appreciate the progress. And it will be messy in the middle. But once you get all that done, you can just go into maintenance mode. So those are your stages of decluttering. And so just remember the easy way of decluttering. Have your 3 bins: trash, giveaway, and keep. And that'll help make things a little bit easier. Marie Kondo has her, if it doesn't give you joy or spark joy, get rid of it. I don't subscribe to that, but you know, whatever works for you. Sometimes you just gotta start. I'm Holly Taylor, and wherever you are might determine when or when not to get those seeds in the garden. That's right, my friends. I'm Holly Taylor, and I do enjoy gardening. So when I brought this conversation up with producer Mike, I saw his eyes slowly glaze over, and he was, I'm sure, counting sheep in his head. Come on, producer Mike. It's kind of cool when you can determine when to plant certain things. Yes?
I can appreciate the science behind it, yes.
Aw, yeah. That was so politically correct of him. Oh, I've trained you well. But if you go to almanac.com, guess what, guys? They have this whole page where you just punch in your location and it actually lets you know what kind of vegetables to plant when, based on if it is a seedling or transplant or a seed. And I had no idea that if you wanted to plant seeds, now's the time to get them into the ground. May 3rd, they say, at least for the Hamilton area, is typically when we get the last frost. But for outdoor seeds, they'll be in the ground, they'll be fine, and voila! That would be for arugula, though. Maybe arugula is not your thing. Maybe broccoli's your thing. Well, honestly, it says pretty much for most things, but cantaloupes. Who does cantaloupes? You have to wait till May for those cantaloupe seeds. But check it out, almanac.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and I love hearing stories of people seeing the red flags and helping people from potentially losing their life savings. And this happened actually recently in Australia. There was a bank teller, and a lady in her 70s-ish had come to the teller, and she said that she wanted to sell her home and she wanted to cancel the home insurance. And so the teller thought, well, this is kind of a huge decision to make. So she asked, well, why are you planning on selling? And the lady just simply said that she needed to help her son, which sounded a little bit odd. So she kept digging a little bit more and discovered that the lady needed to free her boyfriend from an overseas prison. Okay, red flags all over the place. So the teller asked about the prison and asked a little bit more information, and then determined, I don't think this is real. I think this poor lady's being scammed. There's so many online scams, phone scams, email scams right now that unless you are watching out for some of the classic warning signs, anyone can really fall into these traps, especially if you're emotionally invested. This lady thought she had a boyfriend overseas who she'd never met. And so the lady said, you know what? let's not do this. Did a little more digging, and it was a complete hoax. And this lady would have sold her home, her insurance, everything, and lost it all to scammers. So we just need to be a little more vigilant when it comes to, especially our parents as they get older, to make sure they're okay and to help them not become victims of these frauds as the fraud level just keeps increasing. I'm Holly Taylor, and I found an article that I had to check out. It is 3 signs you should sell your forever home, which made me chuckle. I'm still trying to get into a forever home, and honestly, with the market, it's looking slimmer and slimmer. You know, you got kids with other expenses, and they're asking us to pay how much for houses, and what's the mortgage rate? Anyway, if you are in your forever home right now and you're wondering, do we downsize? First of all, in the GTA, downsizing might not be best. You might be getting less for more. Anyway, they say your housing costs have become a burden. Yes, I'm chuckling because I think that's just across the board here, isn't it? Your lifestyle and needs have changed. Okay, that one I get. Maybe condo or a older adult facility is going to be better for you. The amenities might be worth the move. And then this one also made me laugh because, I mean, whose commute isn't ridiculous in this day and age, especially now with what's happening on the Gardener? So your commute is causing you endless stress. So I'm going to say that this might not necessarily be the best 3 signs if you live in the GTA, but definitely something to keep in mind if you are looking to possibly downsize. Honestly, I would add a 4th one, maybe Spain just looks cheaper and nicer. Just hop on a flight and go somewhere else. And maybe a dollar that you have from selling your home will be stretched much further and you can enjoy a much more relaxed lifestyle. But for now, here we are, and we will keep powering our way through. Holly Taylor here, and next time we chat, the big event will be pretty much done, I think. I'm going to have to rely on the expert's opinion on this one, Producer Mike.
Ooh, I'm an expert. I like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you did some Googling.
I did some Googling for us. Yes, the eclipse, solar eclipse, is going to be on Monday at 3:19 p.m.
Okay.
Anywhere in the GTA, that's when you can expect to see it. Now, if you want to take a look at it, you can't just use normal sunglasses. You're going to hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
Don't look at the sun. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, you don't want to go blind.
No, but if you have a welder's mask or if you have glasses, and this is very technical, with a ISO 12312-2 international standard.
I got those.
I don't know what that means, but it should say them on the side of your glasses if they are meet those standards.
Yeah.
In totality at Niagara Falls, it'll last for about 3 minutes and 28 seconds. And if you want more information on where to find, exactly when the eclipse is going to take place for your location, you can check out nso.edu.
Mm-hmm.
It's the National Solar Observatory in the U.S., and they have a great website all about the eclipse and anything else you'd need to know.
Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you. See, I told you he was the expert. he loves things that are solar, and I was thinking it's an eclipse. This is right up your alley, so thank you.
Some light Googling helped as well, yes.
Yeah, well, for sure. You got to make sure that you do your research.
Can't have anybody going blind out there.
And that's just it. So a lot of the schools, I think all of them, have Monday off. So maybe you are on grandkid or niece and nephew duty. There's also crafts that you can do to make it so that your kids can observe the solar eclipse safely. As, again, do not look directly at the sky. It might be tempting for us curious people, but just don't do it. My friends, have a phenomenal weekend. I cannot wait to hang out with you on Monday, and we can have conversations about did you or did you not see the eclipse?